What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, July 6, 2016, hump day, halfway through the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauha on a Friday and another weekend. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today that's been going on out there. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, obviously, starting right now at the top, obviously the aftermath of FBI Director Comey's basically handing Hillary Clinton a get-out-of-jail-free card yesterday. And if Hillary's people thought this was just going to fade away, boy, were they wrong. The backlash is furious and intense. Basically, we're hearing descriptions how the United States is now officially a banana republic, where there's one set of laws for the powerful and another set of laws to keep everybody else oppressed. Everybody keeps going back to the six felony violations of Title 18 Director Comey acknowledged Hillary committed. The former director of the FBI, Chris Swecker, said there is no question Comey should have recommended charges. Everybody's angry about this. Even Rudy Giuliani is out there saying it's discouraging that Comey has clearly made a special exception for the Clintons to violate Title 18 and get away with it. Now, you can keep your fingers crossed, Rudy, because espionage has a statute of limitations of 10 years. So this is not going away. Judge Jeanine Pirro on Hannity was saying Comey has destroyed the reputation of the FBI, which was kind of a shock to me. I didn't realize they had one to destroy. Over at Western Rifle Shooters, Bracken is out there saying that cowardly Comey took a dive. And yes, that's exactly what he did. He's probably thinking that Hillary is guilty as all get out, but he doesn't want to die under sudden mysterious circumstances, as so many others have done. So we have these six felony laws that Comey confirmed Hillary had done. All of these are under Title 18, Section 2232, Destruction or Removal of Property to Prevent Seizure, Section 1512, Tampering with a Witness, Section 1519, Destruction, Alteration, or Falsification of Records in Federal Investigations, Section 2071, Concealment, Removal, or Mutilation Generally. I think she violated that one with that email to Jacob Sullivan. Section 641, Public Money, Property, or Records. Section 793, Gathering, Transmitting, or Losing Defense Information. And if she partnered with anybody about doing any of this, that brings a conspiracy charge as well. There's no question she's guilty. Even the Associated Press went on out and said, what we're getting from Comey is very, very damaging, because for the last several months, we've been getting this line of USDA choice bovine excrement from Hillary and her people about all the things that they were doing and weren't doing. And there's even a video out there contrasting Hillary's statements in past speeches with what Director Comey said. And first of all, her claim that she didn't email any classified material to anyone on her server. There's no classified information. She said that in March of last year. The FBI identified at least 113 emails that passed through Clinton's server and contained materials that were classified at the time of creation, including some that were top secret and referred to a highly classified special access program. Now, special access program files are kept on an isolated network that is not connected to the internet, and they're not allowed to be put on any other device at all. Comey also confirmed that, in point of fact, Hillary's returning of emails to the State Department was not complete. They found more work-related emails that had not been in the batch she returned. I'm getting a real strong sense that Comey wanted to recommend charges, and he was ordered by his superior not to. Because if you take out his comment about no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges, everything else he said is incredibly damaging to Hillary Clinton. We're seeing an article over here. This is in the Washington Post, no less. Clinton's credibility gap widens after FBI rebuke. And they're commenting on how Director Comey shredded all of the talking points that Hillary and her aides have used over and over and over again. I think Comey was coerced somehow or ordered. And if he was ordered, that's obstruction of justice. Now, interestingly enough, or perhaps not too surprisingly, a Rasmussen poll is showing the vast majority of Americans do not agree with Comey's decision not to recommend charges. And shout out to all of our on-air affiliates who are joining us at this moment. We're talking about the flashback from Director Comey's refusing to bring charges against Hillary Clinton. And there's a Rasmussen poll showing that almost 60% of Americans disagree. 54% of Americans think charges should be brought. Interestingly enough, that includes one-third of registered Democrats think Hillary should be charged. Now, needless to say, we ran our own poll at whatreallyhappened.com. Do you agree with Director Comey's decision not to recommend charges against Hillary? Yes got 1%, a grand total of 5 votes. No, of course, got 99%, 482 votes as of the last time I checked on this. All right, let's go ahead and grab ourselves a couple of phone calls. We've got Joel in Washington State. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Are you there?
Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'm sorry. I, like everybody else, am furious about the iniquitous behavior of this government. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yes.
But I keep hearing people call and saying, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? And I know we can just sit around and kind of let itself tear everything apart, because it will eventually. But besides stopping obeying what the government asks us to do, I would propose this, and I'm no wordsmith by any means, so I think maybe some Rivero's Rangers could come together and do this, but I think that we should go to the White House petition, and we should petition the government to dissolve itself. And ask the president, Congress, the Senate, to just go away, and in the interim, we'll have the states will govern themselves while the states reconstitute a new federal government, unless the states say, hey, I don't want part of this anymore. You guys messed it up too much. And I think just
well,
like
here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with that. That White House petition site is merely a public whipping post. If you go over 100,000 signatures, they promise a response. But in this case, I'm pretty certain that response will be many, many bad words, some of them in a foreign language. Now, believe it or not, back in the 1990s, there actually was a measure making the rounds through the state legislatures called the Ultimatum Resolution. And that one was basically that when the national debt went over $6 trillion, the federal government would be dissolved. And under the Constitution, if 3/4 of the states had ratified that, it would have been the letter of the law. But unfortunately, because most state governments see their job as training for that big step up to Washington, D.C., it failed to reach the 3/4 threshold. The White House petition, it's great politics and PR. It's absolutely ineffective.
Well,
these people are not going to step down voluntarily. They're going to have to be pried out of those offices with crowbars and chain hoists.
No, I understand that exactly. And here's why I say this. The Founding Fathers, when they put together the Declaration of Independence, they did not expect King George to say, okay, guys, go your way, do your thing. Mm-hmm. It was a statement to say, look, we peaceably want to leave. And I think that's what we as a people of the United States government need to say, hey, U.S. government, we don't want to fight. We don't want to beef. We just want you to go away, step down, we'll create a new government. So we're standing up saying we want peace. We're asking you to stop. Then if it comes to, which I hope it doesn't, a civil war and violence, again, I hope it doesn't, at least we have stood up and said, look, we want peace. We're proposing peace. Just step down and go away. We have, in a sense, the upper hand because we're saying, look, this, we want to do it the peaceful way.
Well, you know, I understand the symbolism of what you're doing, and if you want to go ahead and put up that petition and send it to me, I'll certainly post it at What Really Happened. I think it would be significant if we got the 100,000 signatures on there. But I, except for the obvious undercover plants, everybody who's in this situation right now, they all would like a peaceful resolution to our current evils. Along the lines of the collapse of the Soviet Union. Unfortunately, the U.S. government prefers the military option because that's the one thing they know how to do really, really well, and that's kill people.
Yes, yes. That's just sad, which is very sad.
It is. All right, well, Joel, thank you very much for the phone call. We've got lines that are full, and we're going to switch over here to Bill in Wisconsin. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. Hey, last night, on the Trump Phenomenon show, Paul Fromm pointed out that the prosecutor for Martha Stewart was Comey. Isn't that something?
Okay. And he nailed her for lying to the FBI.
Truck, all right? And she had a stock trading inside operation, $50,000. And we're going to put her in jail, okay?
Well, she was jailed for lying to the FBI. That's what she was actually jailed for. But, yeah, I was going to bring up Martha Stewart a little bit further in the show, but I'd been unaware that Comey was her prosecutor. And
yeah,
that just makes him look like an even bigger hypocrite and a sellout.
Oh, terrible. Now, here's what I did. I called the local, in this case, Milwaukee office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, went through all the numbers, finally got a living, breathing person, and I explained that I was in favor of Mr. Comey stepping down, that what he has done is set up two sets of laws, one for the elite, in this case Hillary Clinton, and one for the all the rest of us.
All the rest of the boy, boy.
That we get rid of this corruption, and he should step down.
Well, he's just made a deal to make himself FBI director for at least another 8 years.
I know,
and no,
but,
he's not going to step down.
If they get tons of phone calls, I called, you know, years ago after the Branch Davidian thing, and, you know, the local guy says, you could tell he was disgusted, that he didn't like what had transpired there, and he said, call Washington. Tell them what you think. And that's what I think all the Rangers should do here. I have a phone number.
I'm in agreement with, okay, yeah, go ahead and give out the phone number.
Okay, 1-202-278-2000. Now, you'll have to go through a lot of recordings until you get a, you know, a live person, and who knows how live they are. But in any case, I think if they're flooded with calls, then they know we're PO'd.
I think that's a good message for them to get, because I'm sure the people who were behind this whole deal to save Hillary politically, or at least legally, they didn't do it politically. They're convinced this worked, and I mean, it's like Hillary when Benghazi happened, and she was out there saying, "Oh, in 3 weeks they'll have forgotten all about it," and we never did, and we're not going to forget about this.
No.
You know, people are very, very angry, and we need to let everybody in government know that we're angry. Don't threaten violence, or
right,
they'll come pay you a call.
Right, be polite. I was polite.
I would stress being polite, because my guess is probably the ordinary rank and file FBI people do not agree with Comey any more than we do.
Right.
But they need to get that message.
Right.
Okay?
I agree.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. I will
Well, thank you for the call.
Michael?
You're here.
Hello. Okay, yes. I think that we need to demand the video copy of the questioning of Hillary Clinton by the FBI. So we ourselves can prove that she lied to everybody.
I don't think there was any questioning going on. I think that that meeting between Hillary and the FBI is where they made the deal. And there's not going to be any kind of a record of that. It's like when Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton met on her airplane. She kicked her entire staff out, had them standing on the runway in 100-degree heat so that nobody would be a witness to what Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch discussed.
The fact that that information is not available to us is the biggest scam in the whole world. And I will tell you that it would be so easy for Hillary Clinton to take some of that Saudi money that she got and all her dirty money and give Comey $20 million and give Obama $20 million and freaking give the Attorney General Lynch $20 million, and they'll say whatever they want need to say. They don't need that job.
That's entirely possible. I mean, especially with the revelation coming from Norway that foreign donations to the Clinton Foundation have been underreported by 90% in terms of the amount. That means literally billions of dollars has vanished into that Clinton Foundation. We don't know where it's going. One possibility is we keep seeing these Hillary political rallies with like 9 or 10 people besides her own staff, and yet she comes out of the rallies, you know, claiming that she's received another $250,000 in donations from people who don't look like they've ever seen that much money in their entire lives. And they may just be bringing it in a cardboard box and dumping it in the donations bin and say, oh, it's a donation to my campaign.
Yeah, and look at Obama. Can you believe his sorry judgment? What a traitor. That 30 minutes after the verdict was written, read by Comey, they're out on freaking Air Force One. He's a loser. They are gross, pathetic.
Yeah, they have to get started on their Above the Law tour across America.
Yeah, shame. Shame on anyone that even thinks for one second that Obama is a freaking anywhere near honorable. He's a loser. So is Hillary Clinton. And if they did this crap in China, they would be hanging in the streets.
If they did this crap in Iran,
they would be hanging in the streets.
It is the curse of political power that it attracts the very sort of people who shouldn't be allowed to have it. And that's the model that the founding fathers were trying to set up when they created this country, to not have power centralized so that it wasn't such a lure to the bad people. Anyway, listen, Alex, we need to let you go. We're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Comey was adamant about indicting Hillary, but after meeting with Bill, Loretta Lynch personally waterboarded Comey over 100 times, accosted him with a cigar, threatened his family, and tasered his privates.
Well, that seems to be standard operating procedure, you know, in Hillary's State Department. I mean, whatever it took, blackmail, coercion, bribery, promise of being FBI director for life like J. Edgar Hoover, they met his price, or they found the button that could move him. And again, I'm getting a sense Comey didn't actually agree to this. I think Obama ordered him to say no charges, because if you take out that part about no reasonable prosecutor would charge and you just look at the rest of Comey's statement, he absolutely slaughters Hillary Clinton. He destroys all of her talking points. And I think it was a mixed message, and I think there's a reason behind it.
Where in the president's job description does it authorize the ordering of the obstruction of justice?
It doesn't. It's an impeachable offense. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We got two more callers waiting when we get back.
You
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a call. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd have to agree with you that Obama gave the order. If you look back, he gave the nomination to Comey after the departing Robert Mueller. I agree that that's probably what happened, but we've seen Obama do a turnaround the last 6 months on member Hillary when she stormed into his office. That was public call off the effing dogs. And he said, this is your mess. And then suddenly now he's chummy. He's best friends and campaigned for her. So he's being blackmailed. He's being blackmailed by the Hillary Clinton and the whole Clinton gang there.
Let me insert here, because if I am correct, and Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets using her weak email server to deliver the goods and her charitable foundation to collect and launder the money, that's a scandal that could bring the entire government crashing down, and it should.
Yep.
And obviously everybody in government, is even Hillary's worst enemies, are going to be protecting her right now in order to keep on receiving those taxpayer-funded paychecks and offices and rides on Air Force One and the rest of it.
Well, congrats to your listener who pointed out that he was also the prosecuting attorney, the prosecutor for the Martha Stewart case. That's a great call. I'm glad somebody saw that, and I'm going to be definitely sending that out to a lot of people, but that was interesting to know that.
Yeah, and it does underscore the hypocrisy here. All right, well, listen, Steve, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, this Comey statement, I had to listen to it three or four times to believe it. I mean, after doing a first-class demolition job on Hillary Clinton, he then goes on to say, well, we don't have enough evidence or intent to prosecute, which is totally ridiculous. I mean,
Title 18 does not require a intent. Title 18 is brought in if you expose national secrets through carelessness and recklessness. And I've, you know, Comey should have read the relevant law, or he knows the relevant law, and he's just, you know, flapping his gums. But, you know, before he was this prosecutor, he was apparently a banker, HSBC. He left that position to become FBI director.
Well, I mean, legally, I've been looking at things, and what Comey said, extreme recklessness, is actually legally negligence.
Yes.
And so if she was negligent, then Title 18 should have been invoked and she should be facing indictment, without a doubt.
There's no question about that. But Hillary is above the law. And Comey, for whatever reason, he caved. Either he was ordered or some other pressure was brought to bear. But again, I don't think Comey's happy with the situation. Because, again, if you ignore that end part where he says no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges because they don't want to wind up dead in Fort Marcy Park, he just shreds her talking points and makes it very, very clear that Hillary and her people have been lying all along. And that's bad for Hillary's political career. I mean, when you've got almost one-third of Democrats saying she should be charged, she's in serious, serious trouble. Of course, we know she's planning on stealing this election anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think looking at the body language and his reactions as he was speaking, I think that first part of his statement where he demolished Hillary Clinton was his revenge.
I think so.
And because he's been ordered to step away from indictment. So I think
he's been blackmailed. He was either ordered to leave or go, or he's being blackmailed somehow. But we know it happened right after that meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. I mean, this thing stinks to high heaven.
And the impression that it gives to the rest of the world is that, well, America's descended into a banana republic.
I'm seeing that comment all over the independent media and all over the foreign press. We have lost our image of being a republic with democratically elected leadership. We've lost our image of being some kind of a moral world leader. We're now being seen as a third world tin pot dictatorship.
Well, I think it's such a shame, bearing in mind that my experience of America in the 60s when I was in the military. I mean, it was a wonderful place.
Well, we're going to have to let you go here. We're going to have to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls and commentary after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take two more phone calls here, and then we're going to put the lines on hold because I got a bunch of stuff I have to get to. Let's go to Roseanne in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I am freaking livid.
Good.
I went ahead and called the White House and asked for my message, and I said, yes, you tell that man this masquerading as my president that because of the corruption that they just blatantly shoved in our face yesterday, that they have lost the right to govern us. And then I called my congressman to say, hey, you know, he's getting at least $174,000. What is he going to do about this? And they said, well, he doesn't agree with it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, that is so lame. You know, you need to come up with something better. And she transferred me to somebody else with fancier words. And I asked again what he plans on doing about this. And the best she could say is, well, you know, Speaker Ryan has called a meeting and they're going to talk about it. And that just makes my head explode. So more talking. Even yeah, after well, months there, of the Benghazi there, congressional hearings, still crickets, nothing.
Well, yeah, and it's very frustrating, and that's the way government operates. Their goal now is not to provide a focus for the public outrage and anger. So it's going to be hand off and talk to this other person. And as you're demonstrating, this is just going to make the problem worse. This is not going away anytime soon. Okay, so thank you.
The only thing I can do is implore my fellow Americans, please call the White House. Please call your representative. Please call your Senate. Don't go away. Keep on calling.
Well, I would like to add to that that it would also be more effective and get more done. If you call your local talk radio shows, talk TV shows, get on the air and just scream your outrage so that other Americans hear it and understand they're not alone in their anger and rage over the way our government is operating here.
Will do.
All right. Thank you very much here for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Jason in Massachusetts. Jason's going to be our last call here for a while because I got a bunch of stuff I got to get through. Jason, what's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I know you're up against a hard break. I think I have a few internet converts listening to your show for the first time. So
okay. Well, aloha, the new internet converts.
Excellent. Aloha to you as well. So my point is I want to take a little bit of a different turn because today's news was depressing for all of us. I could hear the anger in your previous caller's voice. Would you agree that we're all angry today?
I would agree that we all need to be.
Correct.
You know, forget depression, forget, you know, don't be depressed, don't be sad, get angry. You know, to heck with anger management, we have a right to be seriously pissed off right now.
That's it. Open up the window and shout in the evening, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, right? So
yeah.
My point is very simply this. With so much media saturation, and we know the media is controlled, both sides. Fox is, I guess, okay a little bit, but they're really not. And we all know that. Your listening audience knows that. I know that. My friends know that. So that being said, my point is, and I'll take your commentary off the air so you can get to your next topics, is that do you think that as an overarching theme, that this media saturation, it came out that that Guccifer was, you know, killed in prison, and then he wasn't.
Yeah, but that was a hoax.
Story and all this. They throw it all out there for even us in our community to digest and talk amongst ourselves. They're obviously doing big things behind the scene. Agree or disagree, and I'll take my commentary off the air. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. Basically, the government and the corporate media have a serious, serious problem. The vast majority of Americans, in fact, people around the world, are now turning to the internet and the independent media to find out what the heck is going on because they've been lied to so many times by the government and the corporate media. The trust is just absolutely gone. Well, neither the government nor the corporate media can start telling the truth now because they're carrying a burden of 200 years worth of accumulated lies. So all they can do is try and trip the independent media up and put out all kinds of junk in the hope that we'll pick up on it so the corporate media can say, look at those wacko tinfoil hat conspiracy nuts out there. And the story about Guccifer first being missing and then being found dead in his cell originated with Sorcha Fall. Real name David Booth, who is a known disinfo operative. And I agree with a comment that was on another article about this. We have to be very, very careful when we look at these stories because we know they're trying to trip us up. They're trying to make us look unreliable in the hope that all of the sheeple will flock back to the safety of ABC, NBC, CBS, and so forth. So we have to be very, very careful about that. Okay, we're going to put the phones on hold for a little while because I got a lot of stuff I get to. Speaking of phone calls and calling talk shows, C-SPAN apparently was flooded with angry callers regarding this FBI decision not to charge Hillary Clinton. This may be the straw that broke the camel's back here in terms of waking up the American people as to what's really going on. And again, we have to look at that hypocrisy of all the whistleblowers who were punished. I mean, the Obama Department of Justice has prosecuted more government officials for leaking classified information than all the previous presidents combined. And we're talking about Daniel Ellsberg, Tom Drake, Chelsea Manning, Edward Snowden, Leon Panetta, David Petraeus. they all got hammered for far less serious infractions than Hillary Clinton. Yesterday, we were talking about this story about an individual named Brian Nishimura, who basically had taken some classified materials home with him because he wanted to work at home. That was it. Wasn't blowing the whistle, wasn't selling them out. He got 2 years probation and a fine and his security clearance revoked. Martin Armstrong was apparently sent to prison because Director Comey thought the phrase clean up the files meant an intention to conceal something. And Comey keeps on insisting that he's not going to recommend charges for Hillary Clinton, even though he admits that she has violated six sections of Title 18, but it was all a mistake and it was all carelessness and she didn't mean to do wrong. Well, you know, if you run a red light because you're distracted with your cell phone and you kill a pedestrian on that crosswalk, we know you didn't mean to kill that person on the crosswalk, but you're probably going to go to jail anyway. And the reality is Title 18 does not require criminal intent. Title 18 comes into effect if you expose national secrets, period. Including recklessness, stupidity, carelessness. And Comey should know that. But somebody just sent me this story from the Dave Hodges Common Sense Show. And this ties in with what I said about Director Comey coming from HSBC, a bank. And Dave Hodges has made the connection that apparently, according to his sources, James Comey was in charge of the laundering of drug money while he was a top executive at HSBC Bank. So we're all the way back here to the drug cartels are running our government here. Now then, as you know, Hillary has had kind of this light and flippant attitude about this whole issue. Remember when she was out there, if somebody asked, did you wipe the server? And she goes, like, with a cloth? Now, one of the things Comey confirmed yesterday is that as the physical hardware for her email server was upgraded, they did not, in fact, wipe those hard drives. Those hard drives, in fact, should have been physically destroyed if they had classified information on them. And apparently Hillary's techs just deleted the mail program and all of the data for the emails was still on the hard drive for anybody picking up that old used machine to find. And that's how reckless she was here. Now, from Hillary's people's point of view, extreme carelessness, that's the soundbite to celebrate. See, she didn't commit a crime. She was just extremely careless. I think that ought to be her new campaign slogan. Vote for Hillary Clinton because America needs an extremely careless president. And I have a faux button and a poster on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Feel free to copy it off and use it anywhere you see fit. And Hillary and her people are still thinking like lawyers, but this is a political campaign and politics is perception. And Hillary has skated on the espionage charge while inheriting the mantle of extreme recklessness, carelessness, negligence. And those are not qualities the American people are going to want in that Oval Office. Story came out of the New York Post, no less. The FBI just told us we'd be in bad hands with Hillary. She's a goofball. She does dumb things. She's careless. Do we want a person like that holding the keys to the nuclear arsenal? I don't think so. Article coming out of MotherJones.com saying the same thing I am. This case is never going to be over. This is not going to fade into history. When Benghazi happened, Hillary's attitude is, in 3 weeks they'll have forgotten about it. No, we still remember, and we're going to remember this. Judge Jeanine is out there saying the Clintons repeatedly violate our standard of truthfulness and honesty. And they are both unfit to return to the White House. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. MSNBC Scarborough was out there. Time and time again, the Clintons have proven to be above the law. Another article, Reason.com. Hillary Clinton's extreme carelessness sure seems like a federal felony. And it is. Negligence and carelessness do, in fact, invoke Title 18. Jay Sekulow was out there in a video. The fix was in. Everybody knows what happened. Nobody's buying the official story that Hillary is innocent and sweet, and this is all a vast right-wing conspiracy, and Hillary's feces are not odoriferous. And best of all, of course, is the hypocrisy of Hillary Clinton herself. Back in December 2011, Chelsea Manning's court-martial was set to begin. And Hillary just came on out there saying that, yes, the government should seek, a life in prison. And, we have to have the sanctity of protecting classified information. And the violations deserve, the information deserves to be protected and will take necessary steps to do so. Strong words from a person with a private email server with weaker security than the Ashley Madison website. Now, by the way, even though the story about Guccifer being found dead in his cell is a hoax, apparently Chelsea Manning has been rushed to the hospital after, we are being told, an attempted suicide, but Chelsea's lawyer is saying he can't confirm that. He's not getting any communication from Leavenworth about that. Getting on back to Hillary Clinton, when Edward Snowden blew the whistle on the government's unconstitutional spying on you, the law-abiding American citizen, Hillary was out there saying Snowden should return to the U.S. and answer for what he's done. So she talks pretty tough here, but when it comes to Hillary, back on January 17th, 2016, Hillary made the point during that first Democratic Party debate, there should be no bank too big to fail and no individual too powerful to jail. Those are her words exactly. And I'm sure parenthetically she was thinking inside her own head, except of course for me, I'm above the law. I am the law. L'état, c'est moi, as it were. Now, Judicial Watch, go Judicial Watch, is asking the Justice Inspector General to investigate what happened during this Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton meeting. It's a wonderful gesture. Nothing will come of it. Loretta Lynch made sure that there was no witnesses and no records being kept. Unless she had a secret taping system on the airplane the way Richard Nixon had in the Oval Office, there's nothing there. But the good news is, Director Comey is now himself the target of a congressional probe. And I imagine they're going to rake him over the coals. And they should. This guy sold out the nation for whatever he was promised or whatever secret he was keeping. His share of the laundered drug money proceeds, whatever the heck was going on there. He betrayed the nation. He betrayed his office. He failed to do his lawful duty. Now, Donald Trump is out there saying that the FBI's decision on Hillary proves the system is completely rigged. He's absolutely correct. And Trump is saying when he is president, he will prosecute Hillary Clinton. And he can do that because the statute of limitations is 10 years for espionage. And because Comey did not bring charges, she's not going to trial and double jeopardy does not apply. She is still wide open. And here is the icing on the cake. Donald Trump just announced his pick for Attorney General, Trey Gowdy, who currently chairs the U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee on Benghazi. And Gowdy has been a constant thorn in the Obama administration's side and the Clintons. And he will not go gently on Hillary Clinton. So Hillary Clinton's in a corner. She's got to steal the Oval Office or she's got to kill Donald Trump. Might even try and do both. Now then, believe it or not, the Hillary Clinton people are trying to bring back this claim that Donald Trump is a pedophile. They can't actually find anything on this guy because he's not a career politician. And so they're just making this stuff as they go along. Now, they actually tried to file this lawsuit out in California. The courts kicked it out as an obvious sham. Now they're refiling it, in Florida, because the closeness to Jeff Epstein. But they're basically out there saying that they're suing Donald Trump for $100 million because he had sex with this underage girl on Jeff Epstein's Orgy Island. There's only one problem. In the original complaint that was filed in California, the address given for the plaintiff, Katie Johnson, turned out to be a boarded-up house, and the phone number was disconnected and had previously belonged to a dentist. Trump's lawyer is saying, we can't actually find that this person actually exists, which is a real good way of not allowing her to be cross-examined. But Trump has a constitutional right to face his accuser, and if they can't produce one, this is all for fodder for the dump Trump media. We'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Tonight. Women and children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at governmentslaves.info, they have found a video clip from ABC News reporting on their 2020 investigation. This was back in 2008. And Hillary Clinton is caught on tape saying she doesn't want to use email due to wanting to keep from having them come up in later investigations. So she knew exactly what she was doing. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Seth in Oklahoma. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr. Rivero?
Yes.
How are you? You remember you were talking about the Chinese building, the telescope?
Yes.
The bigger one?
Yep.
I sent you an email today, and there were some pictures on it. And like for the past year and a half, I've been witnessing this phenomenon outside my house. And it's
I got the pictures. I got the pictures. I haven't had a chance to analyze them. Thank you very much for the phone call. I'll get back to you by email.
All righty.
Now then, interesting story coming out of the smoking gun. Apparently, they have uncovered a copy of a 22-page plan by the Democratic National Committee to crash the Republican National Convention and cause huge amounts of disruption. We have the friendly contest between the two traditional parties getting into violence and brown shirt type maneuvers. We're back in Richard Nixon territory, disrupting conventions. And that's what the brown shirts did to bring Hitler to power. They went on out and they disrupted the political rallies of the opposing parties. That's what's going on. Now, as you know, out in California, there are a couple of lawsuits, one of them down in San Diego, that want to force a recount, or actually a first count, of those provisional ballots. Now, what happened out in California was that voters who had registered as independents found themselves accidentally registered for the American Independent Party, and they were given a provisional ballot. They should have been given a cross-party ballot, but the poll workers were instructed not to mention that such a thing exists. And so most of the people who wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders but hadn't been in the correct party voted provisional ballots. And there are more, or should I say were, more provisional ballots than the total number of votes for Hillary Clinton. And now there's a story coming on out that the provisional ballots are being destroyed in a covert shredding operation. And so far, almost 1 million of those provisional ballots have been illegally shredded. They're not even trying to hide the election fraud. Now, because... Oh, you got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com.
That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.